have you heard the term button up and button down? Is there a difference?
Only in the vehicular sense is my guess.
In the vehicular sense? There's buttons in the vehiculars?
I guess, apparently. I mean, where else would the phrase come from?
Okay. All right. I've never put a button on a vehicle, but that's all right.
This is Barely Furcasting, featuring Tabin and Injured Nerves audio production.
A Moobark Fluff, Tabin.
And Moobark Fluff to you.
And Moobark Fluff to all our listeners and species in the Podiverse. I am a Barely Normal, one of your hosts, and with me is Tabin. How are you this week, Tabin?
Well, hello, Barely. Yes, my name is Tabin. Hello, Moobark Fluff. To all you furs out there in the Podiverse, my name is Tabin. I am a pup. Bark, bark. And yes, to answer your question, Mr. Wonderful Barely, I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. And how are you doing this week?
Well, I'm better. A little COVID update. We are past the COVID, and we're now dealing with the residuals, which, unlike monetary residuals, they're not as fun.
To
make that very clear, you may notice my voice is a little more grovelly, if you will. And I've got other friends that have had the COVID and their voice is a little more grovelly. And people are saying, you sound like a smoker. And I said, no, I don't sound like a smoker. If I sound like a smoker, I'd be, so I was talking the other day to my grandmother and she said, Michael, what are you doing? See, that would be what a smoker sounds
that,
like.
That is. Like, and I like, as you said, if you will. And so that made me think that when you get COVID, you probably, or are getting better, you probably need a lot of wheat, because then your will is wheaten.
Will wheaten.
I know that there was, it was,
that was a stretch. That was a
it
stretch.
It was, yeah. It really was.
So
that actually leads me into something that's later in the done with our welcomes and introductions.
I think we are. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have to ask these things because I don't even, I'm just a pup. I don't know what's going on. So I was curious about a thing. Because I talk a lot.
No.
Yeah. See, right? I know.
Really?
I thought I'd let you know because I wasn't sure if you had figured this out yet or not. And I tell, like, it was a stretch. I had a really bad, horrible pun I worked really hard for, and I really didn't need to do that, but I did it anyway. So I was curious about this thing. I was thinking about this morning. Like, what if I were to, like, not talk? But we had a conversation. So we did this show and everything because we love the mm-hmm. show. And other furs, I think, like the show too. But what if I were to not talk? That would be so much better. So let's try this for just like a minute or something and see how it would go. So I'll even push mute so that even if I'm tempted to talk, we can't hear me. We'll have a conversation where I don't talk. And then so when you say something, you mm-hmm. imagine what I would say in response. So it'll be like we're having a conversation because you know me pretty well. And but I won't be talking and that'll be great. So let's just try that for just 30 seconds or something and see what it would be like.
No.
No?
No, 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 no.
The thing is, you know exactly what I would say, but
okay. I know, but it's more fun to say what you're going to say before you say it and then have you say it and go, you know me so well, Barely.
Oh, see, that would be taking away from that now, wouldn't it?
That's mm-hmm.
a good
it would.
Point. That's why it you're would. The smart one.
Well,
okay. So
anyway, so moving along, moving right along, as they say, as the cow moves along.
I wanted to give a shout out to Rex Masters, wonderful, cute little doggy. And he tweeted this little meme thing. So it's the Knights of the Round Table.
We're Knights of the Round Table.
So there's all these knights sitting around and everything. And one knight says to the other, this is a really cool round table. Who built it? The other knight says, circumference. Anyway, shout out to Rex Masters. And I immediately tweeted like, okay, this is going on the pod. So now I can officially tell him.
Okay. So
there is that.
I'm still thinking about that joke. That's kind of cute. So
it was. I really appreciate it.
Today's random act challenge
yes.
is to call your mom and tell her you love her, even if you don't like her.
that, which makes it even more of a challenge. You know, and every for out there, if you actually do these challenges that we've started to have every week, write us about it. You know, tweet us about it on Furcasting, write us in, email us, and let us know, and we can discuss it on the show and stuff.
Or Twitter us, or Telegram us, or whatever those things are.
Fluffy fluff us, so, and we'll talk about it us. And about how you did our challenge. That's great.
It's almost time for 5 minute furs for fun.
I'm okay. No, I'm done. I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I think we're just gonna chat about some random things for 3 minutes, so that we have 3 minutes of stuff before we go to 5 minute furs. Because I'm pretty sure we're gonna have a 5 minute fur log in today. I've been chatting with one on Telegram. He's very, very excited. And it's going to be very sad if somebody beats him to the punch to come in.
Oh, yes, it would.
But sad. We might have a double like that one day when we had two come in at the same time
because they got the other got in before you could take down the link.
It was
craziness, pandemonium.
We're just going to throw this out right now. You mentioned to me a couple of weeks ago, since I'm now giving updates about how I'm watching Cobra Kai, and you wanted to know whether it was a good idea for us to say spoiler alerts. No, I don't care. It's season one. They're on season four. If you're still watching season one like I am because you're slow and did not watching it to begin with, then you know what? Just watch it at the same time I do every week, and there won't be spoiler alerts because I'll be talking about the show you just watched.
And there you have it.
And if you don't want spoilers and you haven't watched it yet, there's a fast forward button on the podcast player that you have. There always is, and there always will be. So fast forward.
Flast Glodon.
Flast.
He's just one of us.
All right, it's 6:30. Here comes the click. Let's see what happens.
Oh.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Or should I say...
Hello.
Ka-ka.
Ka-ka.
Ka-ka to you, too.
Hi. Ha-ha.
Hi, Moritz. How's everything today? How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
Well, that's great.
What? You got in here, and is that exciting? We were just speculating about how it would be set. Like, I guess you were saying that you were going to try and come in, but then we were speculating that how sad would it be if somewhere else actually made it in before you, and that would be make me sad pup. So I'm glad that didn't happen, because now I don't have to be sad pup. So, hi.
Hi. It's nice to meet you, and no need to be sad pup, because someone else would have gotten in and it would have been happy for them.
True.
It would be happy. I wait for every fur right now then, because in any case, I wake, I guess. I don't even know what's happening. So hi, how is your day going, Moritz?
It's going pretty well. I had kind of a busy day at work, but that's over now, and just relaxing, gonna get some tea, and yeah, talking to some fun people.
Oh, yeah, so you're talking to other people right now?
Some others, but no, you guys right
oh,
now.
Oh, okay, good.
So, Moritz, you need to tell everybody in the Potterverse, how long have you been a furry?
So I'm actually pretty fresh to the fandom, mainly this year. I started looking further into it in January. I actually found you guys, the podcast. Some friends told me about it, and I started listening to it. And it was really cool. You guys had a fun atmosphere, a fun vibe. I think it's actually a really good way to introduce people to the fandom, because you guys go over so many topics, and you talk about different fursuit makers and different poppy furs on YouTube and ones who make music. So it was really cool to kind of take what you're putting out and follow that and kind of see where that leads.
Cool. Nice. Thank you. Yes, I'm glad you like it, and I'm glad we could give you a good introduction to the fandom, because that would have been sad pup if it went the other way. So I think it worked out really well for all of us. And so Moritz, you are a crow. Tell us about why you are a crow and how that came to be.
Originally, I'm not from the Northwest. I'm actually from the Northeast, opposite side. And over there, we have lots and lots of pigeons and seagulls. And Nothing wrong with pigeons and seagulls, but they're just not my kind of bird. Mm. And when I moved out here, I actually was astounded by the sheer volume of crows. And occasionally you'll see a raven, but crows was really right where it was at. And I've always thought they were pretty interesting, very, very smart birds. I don't know. They make me happy.
That's a perfect reason. And I love the way you said that, the sheer volume of crows. I know that just hit me in the fluff. That was very good. I like that.
Because they are a loud bird.
They are.
Oh, I love it.
It is.
They're very talkative.
They are. But they are. I've heard that too. Very smart bird. And also when you said shear, for some reason, I immediately pictured a sheep being sheared. And that has nothing to do with anything you were saying or a crow or anything. But I am a pup. That's how it is. And we're stuck with it.
Puppy logic.
That is the puppy logic, yeah. Right there. See, that's what happened. True, true. That.
Maybe that's where crows come from. You shear the sheep and, you know, a discarded wool becomes a crow.
That's where crow. You heard it here, all you furs. We now know you can't argue. You might want to argue that, but you can't because you heard it here first.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Morris. You said you came from the Northeast and now you're over here. Have you been to any cons yet?
I have been to no cons.
No cons. Not even the virtual ones?
No, just didn't either get around to it or wasn't available for them. Hoping that's going to change soon. And I'm actually looking forward to when stuff gets to open back up, getting out to get more exposure into the fandom. Mm-hmm. And just kind of start meeting people because I think that's where it's really going to pick up.
Definitely.
Oh, definitely.
I'm excited. The first con is, as any fur can attest, a test. I am giving you a test.
I didn't study for a test.
Well, though. That's why I'm not actually going to give you one.
It's a pop quiz.
Yeah.
It's a pup quiz, not a,
a pup quiz.
No, as other furs can, a test and a pop. Apparently, your first con is just, well, they're all amazing, but your first con especially, it's definitely overwhelming, but also like amazing and wonderful. So I look forward to that for you. Are you excited? We're excited. All right. So
excited.
I guess
I'm very excited.
Excited for you. So on that note, then, what con or cons are you looking forward to, or do you even know yet?
I'm not entirely sure yet. BLFC, I think I said that right. Mm-hmm. Big Little
Fur Con. Yeah.
Or Biggest Little Fur Con. That always looks fun. And then just kind of seeing what else is close, what's in Oregon or up in Washington, and just kind of looking around.
There's some really great ones in the Northwest. Furlandia is in Portland, Oregon. In fact, that was this pup's first con ever back in 2016. But it's really great. I always love that one. And it's in Portland, Oregon, as I said. And then in Washington is Anthro Northwest. Anthro Northwest is really, really, really great. I usually do a lot of helping out and doing various things at that con. But it's really great, really well organized, lots of fun. So in the Northwest, lots of good stuff. And there you go. And BLFC, so I used to, in the beginning, I did what you just did. Let's see, BLFC, did I say that right? Biggest Little Fur. And then you got to say to yourself to make sure, yeah, that's the right way the letters go. Anyway, I thought that was cute that you did what I did in the very beginning too. So thank you for helping me relive that memory.
So Moritz, have you acquired a fursuit yet?
No. So I've looked into it and I've been checking out some of the fursuit makers on Twitter, and all of them are just so beautiful. And I love how each maker has kind of their own different spin or their signature techniques and stuff. And there's a couple that I'm kind of narrowing down on to. I think for the time being, it's going to just be art commissions and stuff. And then maybe in the future, I'll look into getting a suit. Yeah. But, and I don't even know if I'll do full suit, but I might go like partial with head, wings, tail.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. No.
Yeah.
Do it. So what fursuit makers do you think you're narrowing down on in? I don't think that makes sense. Down on in? That's like three prepositions in a row. I don't think you can do that in the English grammar. I love how everyone just ignored what I just said. That's amazing. I love that. It's like, no, Taven, just, I'm not even going to, well, okay.
We're not even going to worry about it. It's like, just go. It's, pup grammar is different than English grammar.
I shall have to get back to you on the list of fursuit makers.
Okay.
I know.
All right. No worries. No worries. Well, you know, our 5 minutes is coming up on the end. Do you have anything that you would like to share with us before you have to go?
I do. I have a couple things.
Okay.
So I'll try to get through them quickly.
Okay.
Taven, earlier on Twitter, I promised you a shiny trinket.
Oh, I remember that. Hi.
So I brought you a pretty shiny new bell for your collar.
And I, oh, that's so beautiful. I hear the majesty in that. Thank you so much. It sounds so beautiful. And I can just tell it's going to match the purple of my collar just perfectly. Or not just perfectly, but barkedly.
We'll have to wait and see.
We will. Thank you so much. That's beautiful. That's wonderful.
And then the other thing I brought, which is the best gift of all, is a cringy joke.
Okay.
Actually, three cringy.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. Let's hear it. That is the best thing you could bring to this show. As apparently, you know.
Do you furs know which side of the dragon has the most scales?
Let me think. I can't imagine. Actually, which side of the dragon has the most scales?
The outside.
You know, that is very true. That is true to life. I tell you, you've got lots of wise words of wisdoms already. Okay, what other wise words of wisdom do you have to share with us?
Do you know what happens to a toad when it's struck by lightning?
I have no idea. What happens to a toad when it's struck by lightning?
The same thing that happens to everything else.
See, again. Once I say again, wise words of wisdom. I mean, the science you're bringing to this show is just amazing.
Moritz has our number. He knows exactly what we like.
I can't wait to know the third scientific fact this pup is going to learn right now. Let me know, what is it, Moritz?
Alrighty. So my sister recently trained her dog to bring her red wine.
That's very, very useful and helpful of the little dog.
Yeah, he's a Bordeaux collie.
Oh, he is. He sure is.
Okay.
That is
well,
so
on,
true.
On that note, Moritz, we're going to let you hang up and thank you for coming on to our 5 minute furs for fun. Moritz the Crow, everybody.
Yay.
Thank you. It was lovely to talk.
Pawsies for Moritz. Have a good evening or whatever time it is for you, Mr. Crow.
Anyway, so we had 5 minute furs. So woo! Moritz, yay. So Moritz actually sent us a story. Mm-hmm. To read, and we're going to read that. You're going to read that today. I don't read the story. You read the story, but you're going to read that story today.
Yes.
So it was kind of apropos that he was able to call in on the day that we're reading his story. Well, that brings us to our segment on Last Week Today. Are you ready?
Yes.
Last week, we talked a little bit about Mr. Potato Head and the potato heads.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you got really giggly and when I talked
did.
About the little
I really did. Yeah,
the little spudettes.
I totally got giggly about that.
You asked how much a potato cost in 1952.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had to do a little digging, ha, 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 to find out the information because potatoes grow in the ground.
They did. And, you know.
They still do.
Why did
they
it?
Still do.
Okay, there are so many things. So one thing is, I actually didn't get that right away. I'm really glad you explained. It's like, why did I not get that? So that was actually amazing. And then I really like that you had that you pointed out properly. They still do grow in the ground.
They still do grow in the ground. Yes.
Nature isn't that evolved. So
no, not yet. But
sometimes they grow in
a clock. Potato time.
Remember the potato clocks?
No.
Did you ever know that?
I know about,
oh, yeah, they were clocks and they ran on potatoes.
Oh, by putting the little diodes in there?
Yeah.
Give it enough. Oh, okay.
Sounds
like a junior scientist thing.
Mm. Dun, 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 or something. I've been doing this thing. I think every episode for the past at least 5 episodes or something, I've had a chance to go dun, dun, dun. And that makes me excited for some reason.
I know.
I've got to, for every episode, find some place to put that in at least once.
At least once. So, and I have a question, though. Were you a nerd pup when you were a puppy pup?
When I was puppy pup? Like
puppy
a few
pup.
Years
were
ago, I was total nerd pup. I'm still a little bit of a nerd pup, but definite. From the beginning, nerd pup. I will
From the beginning.
Nerd!
Okay. I was just curious. But to get back to the last week today.
Oh, yeah. Right. Hi.
8 pounds of potatoes in 1952 cost you 25 cents.
8 pounds?
Eight pounds.
So if you think, wow, that's a lot of potatoes for 25 cents.
So think about when you go to the grocery store now, and there's usually like those big brown bags of potatoes, and they're usually a 5 or a 10 pound bag.
Right.
And those run now, I think, I don't know, a couple of bucks, $3 or $4 for that.
Something like
that. You can get that whole bag for 25 cents in 1952.
Wow. So, that could feed a lot of penguins.
It could if penguins ate potatoes.
If they did, they would be happy penguins.
Happy
but yeah,
penguins.
I don't think penguins... eat potatoes, but they would be happy if they did. So penguins, all you penguins out there, you could be so happy back in 1952 if you would just start eating potatoes.
I don't know how they would pay for it because they don't have pockets to carry quarters.
It's well, maybe they could carry it in their pen holder because they're penguins. So they've got to have a pen.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. So this is where I do. Okay. Anyway, hi.
Okay. Anyway, there was a lot of chatter on the Telegram this week about the smoke detectors. I think we triggered a lot of people.
When we talked about that last week, I think.
I had lots of people come up on Twitter and tell me how much they hate smoke detectors and how they break all the time and they have to rip them off the wall. In fact, one of our longtime listeners and friend of the pod, TikTok, was telling me that he literally ripped his off the wall and threw them out the window into his backyard. So
good for you. Yeah, stick it to the detector.
And then in your math segment, you talked about flamingos. You talked about,
I don't remember what I said about flamingos.
The probability of flamingos migrating to another pond.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember this. Yeah.
And I think that was just something random that you said. I don't think that it was actually part of your little math thing. I think you just threw that into your brain and you said, if flamingos, the probability of a flamingo
migrating to like a different pond. Just like if penguins ate potatoes.
Exactly. I decided I was going to look up to see if penguins actually migrate. Penguins. If flamingos actually migrate.
You're so cute. Okay.
They do not, for the most part, migrate.
That's good to know.
But here are some interesting facts about the flamingo. I almost said penguin. Here are some interesting facts.
It's totally my fault, right?
About the flamingos. So the word comes from the Portuguese language meaning flame colored because they're red or pink.
Okay. Pink and very, very vibrant in their colors, right? Yeah.
And they live between 20 and 30 years. They have a very long lifespan as far as the bird goes.
I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah. The oldest flamingo in captivity was 55 years old.
55?
Yeah.
Like, wow. Right? Like,
that's an old flamingo. Yeah.
That's an old flamingo.
Yeah. They're omnivorous. They will eat vegetation or animals.
Really? So not just fish? Do they eat bear? Not just fish. I hope they don't eat bear.
Well, they have a hard time to catch a bear, but they do eat mostly shrimp, which is where their color comes from, because the brine shrimp they eat are pink, which colors their feathers. And the darker the shrimp, the darker the feathers.
Now, so it has a real direct effect on their color. I didn't realize that it had that much of an effect on them. Yeah. Okay.
When they are born, they're born either white or gray.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the pink actually comes in throughout their lifespan.
Throughout their lifespan. Yes,
and
exactly.
Gray, really?
So when you see a really dark flamingo, that's an old flamingo.
That's an old flamingo.
An old flamingo. Yeah.
So I'm curious, do you know if they were born gray? Does their gray first then turn to white and then they turn the pink? Or do they stay gray and then it like goes, the more shrimp they eat, then it goes down to like it kind of.
I think it probably has to do. I didn't go that deep into my research, but I'm guessing as all birds do, they molt and they shed their feathers. And as the new feathers start to grow, they grow with the new pigmentation.
And I just learned a new word too, molt,
which is shedding their feathers.
The feathers.
Right. Now, as I said before, they rarely migrate, but their habitats do encompass almost 900 square miles for the most part.
Wow. So they like really, hey, we're going to have a party and just lay it all out.
And it's very rare for humans to witness flamingos flying because they mostly move from feeding area to feeding area within their habitat at night. So they only fly at night for the most part. Oh, the rest of the time, they're standing in their marshes.
Little pod thing, practicing their one-legged balance.
Right.
Balance.
And there are six species of flamingo. There's the American, the greater, which has also two subspecies, the lesser.
So they like cheese because they are a greater.
Or the greater, yes. And there's the lesser, and then there is the Andean.
So is that, were you making a pun or there really is a lesser?
There's a greater and a lesser. Nope. Okay. That's the six species.
Yep. Okay.
In ancient times, the representation of the god Ra in early Egyptian culture was represented hieroglyphically by a flamingo before they started using the eye to represent him in hieroglyphics.
It comes from the flamingo. I always thought it came from like the eagle or something.
No, the eye doesn't come from the flamingo, but the flamingo represented Ra before they started using an eye to represent him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. Ah. Yeah. There is an order of things.
There is. And now it's known that flamingos cannot survive in groups under 15 individuals.
Really? They're really like codependent or something.
Very codependent on each other. And if there's less than 15, they will just cease to exist.
Really? So strange. They are extremely codependent. Yes. Remind me to tell you a fact about it after this, a flower that I just found out from my hubby a little bit ago.
Well, that's pretty much everything for them. Now, don't confuse them with the flamenco, which is a Spanish dance.
Right. Not the flamingo. Do people actually do that? Make that
mistake? Oh, all the time.
Mistake, do they? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to dance the flamingo. So like, that dance, if they just stand there on one foot for
on
like
one foot,
the
yeah.
entire dance.
The entire dance. That's the flamingo, yes. But the flamenco is very sycophantic.
Sycophantic? You just said sycophantic. This is, you are using words.
I know.
That's how you're communicating. You're using
We've been lacking in our continuing education credits for this podcast. So I thought I'd throw some big ones in there. So
what's that word you just used that I don't know?
Syncopantic.
Syncopantic.
Yes, syncopantic. So it's like, you know, very rapid.
Oh, okay.
That's the kind of dance. And they do that with their feet and they're clapping. So syncopantic type dancing. Not to be confused with sycophantic, which is what we would normally call a brown noser in the political world.
I learned something else.
Yes.
We missed. I had a last week today. That reminds me. And it relates to what we're just saying here.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
So I'm going to multitask in that. This will be part of the last week's today that we already did, but also this word thing that barely is we're doing right now. So
okay.
I finish, you know, I go back and listen to our episodes to see how they came out and everything. And I'm behind, but today I finished episode 41. That's the one where we had Goku on the show. So shout out to Goku. Hi, Goku. If you're listening,
hi,
if
Goku.
Not, then we just said hi to you and you don't even know it. Anyway.
Anyway. And if somebody's listening that knows Goku, tell him to listen so he can hear the shout out.
There you go. Yes. We will eventually get around to Goku somehow. So at the end of when we were talking with him, he said, so do you have any, you know, it was a parting shot. Do you have any wise word of wisdom was what you first said. But then you corrected yourself and said, I mean wise words of wisdom. And so then I said, okay, so two-parter, Goku. First, tell us a word and then give us some wise words of wisdom. And his word was idiosyncratic. That was a big word for me. And so I said, write that down so that I can practice the word. And then next week I'll talk about that word. And I don't think I actually ever did because I forgot
you
all about
not.
It until, yes. until, so now I remembered. And so now I want to talk just for a few seconds about the word idiosyncratic. I practiced it. I can pronounce it now. It goes idiosyncratic.
Right.
And if you look it up, you already know, like every fur already knows this, but I looked it up and wanted to talk about it really quick. So here it is. Refresh your memory on words. Idiosyncrasy is an unusual feature of a person, though there are also other uses see below. So apparently we're supposed to see below or else we don't get the full venture. It can also mean an odd habit. The term is used to express a eccentricity or peculiarity. A synonym might be quirk.
Quirk.
This just came up on the Google. I'm not even looking at this website. So it just says see below. And if I see below, it just gives me their definitions of the word. So I think it's circular that they say see below.
Maybe they're in a boat and the sea is below them.
That's what I was actually just wondering. I think we figured it out.
So that brings us to media. How do you feel about that one?
I feel like we should talk about not media, but the Udia.
Before we get into the Cobra Kai recap, let's talk about the other media, and then we'll end with the Cobra Kai recap. How's that sound?
Okay, that sounds good. Okay. Although, I have a mailbag.
Moving along, what's your mailbag?
Oh yeah, we're doing a thing that I'm supposed to be doing. So, it's a mailbag in that it's a package I bought, and I got this package, and it came in the mail. So I figured, where am I going to put it? How about in the mailbag spot? So a few months ago, I bought, you know, because I'm looking for other books, you know, to read for the story time on the show, or jokes, or some fun things to do, you know, just more things. And I found a book that I bought. And this book is called The Woke joke book, colon,
uh-oh,
the first complete collection of politically correct, culturally sensitive, woke humor.
Ooh, I look forward to the first page of these.
Because I saw this and I thought, okay, I totally got to have this. This sounds like a perfect, like another segment for the show or something like this. So I bought it and I got it and it was exciting. And it's 101 pages. And I'm like, wow, okay, this has got to keep us going for like a long time. And that's really exciting. Mm-hmm. So I get it and I open it up and see what kind of things are in it. And it, all 101 pages are completely blank.
Oh, no.
So this is the politically correct woke humor.
Wow.
It's completely blank. And so that's a pretty good joke. I spent like $20, but it was worth it. It's a joke. This was on Amazon. If you go on and read, some of the comments are awesome. So I wanted to read a few of the comments, the reviews, as it were. This person gave 5 out of 5 stars. They say, I can't wait for the sequel. I fear that the movie will be a huge disappointment, though, and especially the musical. So that's a great, perfect, very true review. This next person gave 5 out of 5 stars, titled their review, Impossible to Read, but Kept Me Entertained. The prose reminded me of George Hamilton's best quotes. This other review, 4 out of 5 stars, titled Incomplete Anthology. So they say, not as complete of a collection as it pretends to be. Right off the bat, I noticed that they forgot this one. And then it's blank. Is there... You're muted.
It's blank. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And and then this one only gave 2 out of 5 stars. They titled their review Caused Fights. So they said, I don't know about this one. I tried a few jokes from the middle and my family started fighting. I calmed them down. Then I told the first joke to my sister and she grabbed the knife and tried to stab my foot. These jokes are not politically correct. Not even safe to tell. Also, they made me feel empty inside. That was my mailbag. That happened a few months ago.
That's pretty funny, actually. So you have a nice, interesting notebook now.
That's what I was thinking. I have the woke notebook now.
The woke note. Woke notes. It's woke notes. Now we can move on to media. It was a big movie week in our house this week.
Oh,
For some reason, we just kind of settled in and watched a bunch of movies. We watched the Guardians of the Galaxy Volumes 1 and 2 back-to-back in one night. That was kind of an interesting type of a thing.
Who's your favorite character on Guardians of the Galaxy?
Rocket.
Yeah, I was going to like hurt you if you said anything else.
I mean, yeah, it's got to be Rocket.
It's so Rocket. It's so Rocket.
So Rocket.
There are so actually many reasons for this pup that it's Rocket, but we won't get into that. But I will ask you, so orange or blue? And do you know what I mean by that?
I would imagine his suit. He's red, orange.
He's orange in the first one and blue in the second for any further that don't remember that. So do you prefer Rocket with the orange or the blue jumpsuit?
I prefer the orange.
I also actually prefer the orange. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, typically I like the blue better. The color blue better, but I think for Rocket, the orange really brings out his fluff. So yeah, I like it.
And then my hubby is for some reason decided he wants to watch all the Marvel movies.
Like all of them.
All of them in Marvel timeline order. Not the order they were released, but the order timeline that they happen in the Marvel timeline. So it's an interesting way for him to watch the movies. And then we also rewatched Inception, so that's quite the mind bender of a movie. And then we're finishing up WandaVision on Disney+, which is part of the Marvel Universe also. And that's all the media that I've watched. And then after yours, then I will do the official Cobra Kai update.
By the way, I meant to say you barely actually jumped ahead of this, so I'm going to go kind of back to when Barry was talking.
Okay.
The timeline is shift. Back when Barely was talking about his stance on spoilers, I was going to say I have completely different stance. But What I was going to say is any fur that wants to, you know, another talking point for us and to try and take, do this technological conversation type thing. Any fur, tell us your stance on spoilers, for example, write us in or send tweets to Barely Furcasting, and then we can talk about it on the show. So anyway, so my media, so I was going to watch Mr. Mayor with Ted Danson, and we got done with the thing we were watching, so we're going to go on to the next thing. And so I thought we should watch Mr. Mayor, but it's not on Netflix, so we can watch it. How do you watch it?
I don't know which one I watch it on, but don't watch it. It's bad.
Oh, it's not even okay.
Yeah, I made it to the third episode, and I was halfway through the third episode, and I said, nope, I'm done. This show is stupid. And I turned it off.
I'm glad we didn't find it then. Great. Yeah. So when we didn't find it, we went on to watch the next season that we're on of My Name is Earl, which is season 3. Randy is so... Do you remember last week I talked about the candle?
Yes.
Randy is the perfect example of what... So for any further that doesn't know what I'm talking about, go back to last episode when I talk about the candle. And
it's in the opening. It's in the cold open, the Marin open.
It's in the Marin open. So the very beginning. You don't even have to go far. Just in the very beginning.
To find it.
Listen to me talk about the candle and then apply it to Randy and you'll realize, so true. So true. Yeah, Randy's not the smartest cow in the moo. Anyway, so we start watching that. We also continued watching Lucifer. So great. Love that show. I watched the set because you had recommended it a while ago, Disenchantment. And we had watched the first episode a little while ago. My hubby was not into it, so we haven't watched it. But just yesterday, I watched the second episode. It's good. I like it. I'll continue watching. But a note is, in this second episode, there is the Little Caesar's Poison Shop. And I thought that was hilarious, and I made a note, so I wanted to...
Oh, there is so many puns in that show.
Oh, is that why you like it? Okay.
So many puns, yes.
Mm-hmm. Then I will keep watching. Mm-hmm. And also, several weeks ago, I talked about how there was a new South Park episode. They started season 24, which is insane that they're on season 24. I talked about the first episode of season 24. That's all they had at the time, called the Pandemic Special.
Yes.
Have you watched it yet? Because you hadn't watched it at that time. Okay, yeah. And it's wonderful. Yeah. Watch this episode. It's really great. They talk about everything that's going on. They said some things by now are done, but I think they even mentioned the murder hornets in that. Anyway.
They do. Yes.
They do. Yep. So they talk about like everything that is... They are so up to date, that Matt and Trey. But also, as of the time of this recording, they came out with episode number 2 last night. Haven't watched it yet, but it's called The South Park, spelled P-A-R-Q, Vaccination Special. I'm excited to see, because of course, that's the current thing that's happening now, is the vaccination. So that's my media for the week.
All right, so it is time for the Cobra Kai recap, season 1, episode 9. If you don't want spoilers, time for you to push the fast forward button. Season 1, episode 9. I'm a little confused because at the end of season 1, episode 8, Johnny raced off at the end to go to Danny's house, and it was nighttime.
I remember that. Yes.
It was late at night. And when he got there at the beginning of episode 9, it was the following morning. Now, I know they live in the same town. I know that they live close enough for their kids to walk to school or drive to school together.
And it shouldn't take until morning.
It shouldn't have taken until morning for him to get there. So now, unless, of course, Johnny rode around all night on the motorcycle that he stole. Yes, he stole a motorcycle to get there from the biker.
Maybe he had to evade the police all night long.
All night long. I don't know. So it was just kind of strange. It's like, why is it morning? Okay. So Danny, of course, is making breakfast and he looks out and he sees Johnny standing by the swimming pool. Now, it's in the backyard. Why did Johnny go around to the backyard? Why didn't he knock on the front door?
Maybe he wanted to fish.
I don't know. It just made no sense to me. And the motorcycle is there in the backyard. So did he like ride it through the fence gate to come into the backyard?
It was a very inviting fence gate.
It must be. I was just like, huh, okay, well, you know. And Danny couldn't hear the motorcycle engine? Or maybe it was in stealth mode. I don't know.
They've come a long ways in motorcycle technology.
I don't know. Maybe it was an electric motorcycle. Who knows? But then, of course, you know, Danny comes out and he's all, what are you doing here? Rawr! And they're like, I'm going to kick your ass. And they
whipper-snapper off. Whippersnapper.
They're going to square off to karate each other.
Karate each other.
they're in the backyard and they're squaring off to karate with each other because they're pissed off at each other. And Mrs. LaRusso leans on the wall and says, "What are you boys doing?" "Well, he's doing this and he's doing that." And they were like 5 year olds arguing with each other. And she says, "You know, I don't want blood on the patio. So why don't you boys come in and eat breakfast?" What? Come
well, in I mean, breakfast is very important.
And so they look at each other and they like shrug and they go, "Yeah, I kind of like, I hate you, but let's eat first." What? Okay. All right. So getting past that. So now, of course, Mrs. LaRusso talks Danny into giving Johnny a car because, of course, he owns a car dealership and he's not going to give him an Audi or a Lexus or anything fancy. He says,
or a Maverick.
She says, "Give him something off the used car lot." Okay, great. So they go to the used car lot, and what do they find but a classic car, a classic that's probably worth more than some of the Lexuses on his lot new, and he decides to give that to Johnny. It's like, okay, so they're going to test drive it, and they go out for a test drive. Johnny goes with Danny, or Danny goes with Johnny. He's driving. They start to sing along with the song on the radio, bobbing their heads. I'm like, okay, this is getting a little corny. So they start doing their little thing, and then they decide to go have a drink, and they go to the old apartment, and they start to bond, and they start to realize that they have more in common with each other than they thought. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe we're going to have some growth. Maybe, just maybe, we will have something going on that's good for them. They come back to the house. Now, all this time, there's also the B story going on with the kids. Robbie and Sam are out there and they're doing their things and they're having this and that and going to a party and doing whatever. And then the next thing you know, there's teenage angst going on there, but they leave that because Robbie takes Sam back home. Now it's late at night. Johnny and Danny come back finally. And they agree that they're going to have a friendly sparring session in Danny's dojo. They've patched everything up. Everything is wonderful. Everything's great. They're friends now. They walk into the dojo, and who's there but Robbie? Robbie, of course, is Johnny's son.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Danny's student. Johnny, of course, gets mad at Danny for teaching his son. His son gets mad at Johnny for being Danny's friend. Danny gets mad at Robbie for not telling him the truth. And everybody shoves everybody. Johnny races away. Danny kicks Robbie out, slams the door, and they broke his trophy, and it was just, they go back to being selfish, and there's no empathy about anything. There's just all this raging going on. And end of the story, roll credits. And I'm like, okay, we had spent an entire episode building these bridges only to have them shattered at the end. And we're back to, we may as well not even have this episode, except that Johnny gets a new car.
Yay, Johnny.
And that is the recap of Cobra Kai Season 1, Episode 9.
I remembered something that I meant to say. Well, I said, and then you forgot to remind me, and I forgot to say it too. So, and that was when you were talking about the flamingos. I learned back to something.
The flamingos. Okay.
We're back for the timeline. Because you were talking about the flamingos and how if there's less than 15 of them, they don't exist anymore because they can't. They're that codependent. So, just today, I learned from my hubby that Japanese, I'll get it. Probably a few details wrong, but Japanese irises, which are very beautiful, it turns out. We have some in our backyard. They're flourish, and then they create their own toxins that go back into the earth where they're planted, and they basically kill themselves by their own toxins.
They're suicidal irises.
They are. And so what you have to do, and so what my hubby was doing today, is you have to either dig them up and change the soil, or dig them up and just replant them somewhere else if you want them to flourish the next year. So that was something really interesting that I learned today.
That can't be a survival mechanism.
Unless they're just like scared of the world and everything. It's like, I'm done.
It's a very strange thing.
It is a very strange thing. So speaking of Danny and Johnny and everything and new cars, there's that.
There's that. There you go. All right. Well, you know what? I think we have yakked long enough. I think it's time to introduce our guest and have our guest on the show at this point.
That's
what do you say?
Good idea. I say, wow, who let me bark this long? Oh, my cow.
In fact, I think we've barked long enough that we might throw some things out at the end of this.
We
might have to, yes. So, but our guest this week is none other than...
Sherbert Shenanigans!
Joining us today on our show is Sherbert Shenanigans. Welcome to the show, Sherbert.
Yes! Hi, everybody! I'm Sherbert from Sherbert Shenanigans! Here live tonight for your pleasure! Or torture, I don't know which.
Welcome to the show. Torture show, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah!
Well, I mean, I'm on the show, so I think everyone that's listening already knows about that torture. So, there you go.
Torture.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly
I don't prescribe to anything, okay? I'm just saying it.
Okay. Your symbol's not the flayed man, is it?
No. It's a frying pan and a can of turpentine.
Okay, gotcha.
I have no idea what's going on right now, but I am a either. Pop, so I don't never know. So this works.
I'm sure.
Hi, Sherbert. I'm Tate.
Hold on a minute. Someone's asking me something. Sherbert, will you shut up? No. No, you can't. No. Put it back in the box. No, I'm being oppressed. Help. Stop it.
Okay, I'm here now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, I figured you needed a break.
All right. So, Tabin, would you like to take it from here, perhaps?
I don't know what I would be taking, but I guess I'll try. So, hi, welcome to the show. My name is Tabin, but we've met before. So, hi, you might know or might have heard I am a pup, bark, bark. So, anyway, welcome. It's great to hear you again.
Yes, thank you. Both of us are really great to be here.
There's
really
nothing happy. Like multiple personality fluffs or personality fluffs, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's fun as parties, not so much fun at funerals.
No.
It's true.
But, you know, the good thing about it is that every fur is just jealous because the voices are talking to you. So, you know.
Mm.
Who needs social anxiety when you've got someone happy, yelling at right? you constantly?
It's the way to go. So tell us, Sherbert has an interesting story. Tell us your story of how you became to be and where you came from.
So, my God, we've got two different stories. Which one you want? Are we talking about me or Sherbert? Sherbert.
Sherbert. Let's go Sherbert. Sherbert.
Sherbert.
Let's get the essence of the fluff.
Essence of the fluff. That sounds like something Cruella de Vil would say.
Well, I'm a pup, but I'm not a Dalmatian. So there's some horrible pun in there somewhere, but I won't try anymore. So we'll just let you talk instead of me. How's that?
All right. Well, Sherbert comes from an alternate version of Earth called Lilatia. And he basically has this power that allows him to hop between dimensions.
Hop.
And he arrives in Tokyo for the first time, and he becomes fascinated with human culture and people, and winds up becoming sort of a hero in training on Earth.
Nice.
Because his brother, Gelato, is a great hero on Lilatia, on his world, and okay. He wants to be just, yeah, well, they're all named after desserts, and there's a reason for that.
Okay.
But yeah.
As long as you don't desert them, it's okay.
Ooh.
I mean.
Okay. Okay. We're
Sherbert
we're...
wants to be just like Gelato, but he tiramisu'd the entire point.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's the brakes.
5 minutes in, we've already derailed.
Give me a break out of that Kit Kat bar, I tell ya.
We've derailed. Welcome to Snowpiercer.
Oh my God.
Baby, it's cold outside. Yeah, so what? Stick your head out and get yourself a popsicle.
Oh my God.
Or how about a pupsicle? If I stick my head out of the window, I'll have a pupsicle. So
you sure would. Does that mean you have to lick yourself?
So Sherbert. Okay. So Sherbert came from an alternate dimension. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Dimension, not dementia. We gotta kind of differentiate.
And he's Is Sherbert a he, a she, a they, a them?
Sherbert, for all intents and purposes, is male.
Okay.
Sherbert does not understand human gender roles, so you put him in a dress, he's cool with it.
Okay, like many furries.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Down with it. I don't even...
Haven, it's your turn.
Are we playing chess now? I thought this was a podcast.
Oh, it is? I thought there was... Is there more to the story? I
guess. I don't know. We seem to not be getting our groove on just quite yet. So let's move along, see how this goes.
Oh, okay. God. So tell me, Sherbert, do you fall down a lot?
No. Whatever gave you that idea?
Okay.
Well, you told me once a long time ago that you fall down a lot, so I just thought I
wouldn't know the thighs cushion the fall. It's like I never did anything.
Oh, right.
I just stand there. I assume things are happening to my body, like gravity, I think.
Okay.
Sometimes you just have to assume things are happening to your body. I mean, that's the way it goes.
It's physics.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I mean, I could have been.
Oh, don't worry. We still love you.
But your mommy wouldn't let you. So.
No, I have a degree. I have a degree in biological sciences. So I have a BS and BA. No, a BA and BS. Yeah. Either way, it works.
Nice.
Yes, it does.
So, Mr. BSBA, could you tell us about Razu? Or is it Razu?
Razu. Tell us about Razu. Razu is sort of their own thing. The whole way that Razu came about, actually, is because of what's going on with Sherbert from a business standpoint. You know, because I have YouTube and Twitch and all this stuff, and I was concerned that if Sherbert is going to be doing bigger things, someone needs to take over the channel, someone who has a similar feel, a similar look, and that candidate is Razu.
There you go. And Razu is a bunny type, if I'm not mistaken.
Razu is a bunny type. Sherbert is mostly bunny, but Razu is 100% fluffy bun.
Oh, let's just go fluffy bun all the way.
Yes.
There you go. Nice. And does Razu's relatively new to the scene, isn't he?
Razu debuted, oh my God, what year was it?
He debunned, not debuted.
Technically she.
She debunned.
There's a story behind it. I usually just say Razu instead of using a pronoun because I can't talk about it in the podcast. There's things going on, but.
Because reasons!
There's reasons, okay. Because reasons.
I love reasons.
That's always the best reason.
Yeah, you put them in bread. Yeah, no, of
I
course.
Do too.
Especially golden reasons and those nice dark rays reasons. Damn it, I spoiled my own joke.
Sherbert, you can't English.
No, and I can't Japanese either.
No, but well, you know, I can barely stand that because you can't really cram it all in. They have supposed like cranberry. No, okay, never mind. I mean, they have the raisinettes and hi. I'm just going to move on and ask how many fluffs do exist in your world?
Are we talking FPS fluffs per square foot?
Yes, please.
Let's do that.
Fluffs per square.
Many, many FPS. Like at least five, you know?
Okay. Many FPS. Okay.
I don't know how they squeeze into the square foot, but
okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Or even the square paw. And why is the paw square? It should be a little bit more paw-like.
Paws are square? Wow.
I hope not.
Maybe in Minecraft.
That's true. This is actually true. So speaking of cons, there's no con to that, only pros. What cons would you typically go to and everything? And when was your first one and all that good stuff?
Oh my God, what cons? Well, I mean, wow. I'll go to any decent recommended convention. Sometimes new ones, sometimes established ones. What was the question again?
Damn it, Sherbert!
Shut up!
What cons?
I do that all the time. We are so...
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, furs of all ages, I have completely lost control of the podcast at this point.
I don't like being lectured by myself.
We are being lectured, fool!
I pity the poor fool that lectured my fluff.
Are you flufferlang?
I don't know. So when was your first con, speaking of which?
Yes, my first con was BLFC 2016.
Not my first con. My first BLFC was 2017. Was that our first BLFC, Barely?
2017, yes.
Yes, I was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was great, great, good times. And how many cons would you normally go to? Like, did you just go to that one and then you didn't go to very many?
I like how you're asking that in the middle of a freaking no con COVID time.
But, true. But in the past, how many cons would you attend a year?
I feel attacked.
You.
I want to go back.
How many? I would say maybe 5 to 6.
Okay, that's a pretty. That was the last few years. That's typically what I did, five or six, and it's a lot. It turns out to be a lot of work. It's a lot more work even than putting five fluffs into a square paw. I mean, you know how much work that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Even with a crowbar, it's really tough.
Because it just like goes through the fluff. It doesn't really catch on anything. So I don't know.
But that's why you have to use flex tape first. So you can create a hold that you can pull everyone in.
It's true. It's true. And have you ever been a ghost of honor?
What?
Well, so if you haven't been a ghost of honor at a con, how about a guest of honor at a con?
No. Yes, I have.
Okay, good. And what con was that? Or cons, as it were?
ACFI.
I have not been yet, but I've heard good things about that. So nice. What year was that?
Oh, yeah, totally fun. 2019.
Ah, recently. Cool. Very nice. Very mm-hmm. nice. And that's Arizona, I think, right? No.
Nope.
No.
San Antonio.
Oh, I was way off. Well, sort of off. Anyway, okay, now we know. We know. So you had mentioned before, and so let's talk about your things. You've got streaming, you've got YouTube, you've got TikTok, because we're 16 years old, and you have stuff. So could you tell us about, like, all this stuff? When did it start? What got you all interested in it? And how has it been going and all that good stuff?
I'm going to defer to my parasitic twin.
Oh, shut up. Jeez. I'm a parasitic twin. You're the parasitic twin.
No, I'm not. I'm Sherbert.
God damn it. All right. So here's an interesting fact. My YouTube channel didn't start until 2016, but technically there were videos on it from 2014. There was a video I had recorded a pachinko machine that I had owned.
Oh, really? Wow. Hardcore.
And another interesting story is I sold a pachinko machine to my friend and that went to pay for Sherbert. So hell yeah.
And are those two stories related or are they two separate stories that you just kind of...
So the pachinko video was the start of the YouTube channel, even though I created the account just to upload the one video, but then I reused that account to make the channel.
Okay.
And then, selling the pachinko machine to get Sherbert, that started the whole thing.
I see. Okay. And that was 2016.
December 2016. I uploaded the first video,
nice,
I believe.
Nice.
And back then it was, I had just got literally, I'd gotten Sherbert the day before I flew out to MFN.
Oh, wow. Really? Sherbert went with you?
Yeah. I did not. Unboxing video the day before. I didn't even have time to edit it.
Wow.
I got on the plane and I took off and did MFF, came back, and I believe afterwards is when I released the video.
Okay. But you still didn't edit it?
Well, I mean, I don't remember if I even edited it. I mean, like, is it raw and uncut, or is it, like, professionally? Well, it's not professionally edited. It was just sort of edited.
Okay, good.
I'm sure there was editing involved. I'd have to go back and check, but I feel like there was editing involved.
I feel like we are on the right track now. I think this is good. I think that's great.
I could tell you we had a gumball moment.
You had a gumball?
I was wearing a GoPro camera on my head, like a dork, to record my POV of unboxing Sherbert.
Oh, okay.
And we finished unboxing Sherbert, and, we were wrapping the video up, and my friend comes over, and I said, let's turn off the camera. And he turned off the camera, and he goes, oh, now there's a red light.
Oh, what does this red light mean?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I try. So, yeah, the video is just me looking like I'm trying to document some 90s skater documentary with, like, a helmet and a GoPro strapped to my head. Well, that wouldn't be the 90s, would it?
It's whenever.
Could you take a handy cam and strap it to your head? I think you would fall to the ground and get a concussion.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's not do that, actually.
No.
So did that start it, or did you like ramp up, or did you all of a sudden just go full forth and I'm just going to do videos and we talk like that and everything?
Well, I always had like ideas to do it, and just even before I actually got Sherbert, I was already coming up with character and personality and everything based on the design that I'd received. And I mean, it just like it all clicked together so well. I just wanted to express the character and sort of be creative and tell stories. And so I came up with the idea of making videos, and that's how it all started. But interesting thing is I didn't really find the character, the character's voice in terms of a live setting, like being at a con and actually having that personality until TFF 2017 was when I started.
We were at TFF together.
Yeah.
Well, okay. But that's when it started. That's right. So what prompted that?
That's when the voice started.
And it hasn't stopped since.
It hasn't.
Much to my chagrin.
I just lied to you. No. My first TFF was 2018 because I've been to 18, 19, and 20.
Oh, I was there. I was there to that one too.
Oh, you were that. Okay. So I didn't lie. I just thought I was, but not really. Okay. Anyway. Good, good, good. So was there like a defining moment that just made that Sherbert essence happen at that TFF?
I just like to call it a psychotic break. Let's not talk about it.
I think that's good. And you are continuing that and it's going well for you. I'm really glad. As I say, you've got the voices talking to you and that.
Yep. Therapy is optional.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Saves a lot of money on medical bills.
Because
I don't need meds.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't take your meds, you don't have to pay for them. And so that's great.
I swear to God, this is a Batman villain origin somewhere.
Pretty sure. Yeah. We'll
isn't
see
it?
Like what happens in a year to you. And that'll be interesting to see.
It's like Two-Face, but with thighs.
Two thighs.
Two cheeks.
So and this
wah, wah.
That's more of a Dick Tracy villain, two thighs or two cheeks.
Right? Yeah. Flat top, yeah. Eraser head. Yep.
I'm gonna rub you out. Yeah.
Oh no, getting into the Bugs Bunny things.
Mm-hmm.
Uh oh. You can't be a cartoon in real life. Quote it.
Yep. Yep.
That does not explain me though. I don't know what I am in. So anyway, so about the streaming, when did that start and how did that come about?
The streaming, the Twitch channel came about because all my friends on YouTube were saying, move to Twitch, it's better for streaming. And I'm like, okay. They're not wrong.
Hi.
But I think we had overlap.
No, we didn't have overlap. We had over thighs.
Over easy?
It was very easy to get over your thighs because they didn't fall because you weren't sure what was happening to your body, but you knew something was.
Okay.
Like big thighs and I cannot lie.
Ow!
Well, no, because he was talking earlier about like how he's assuming something's happening to his body. And I asked him if he falls over. Anyway, hi. I was trying to make this story cohesive. Cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of content? Oh, yeah. And actually, do you have a TikTok? Is that, you have that too?
I do. I haven't really posted much to it. We did a video. Our video came out on TikTok.
That's right. That's right.
A glorious 15 seconds.
Was that how long? It was a glorious. I don't think, have I seen
it,
that?
It was roughly.
That was the one from Spokanthro, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's actually, you mentioned that I was actually going to bring up Spokanthro because, in fact, when I had come over to your room so that we could film that TikTok, at that time in your room, you were playing a little game with some other furs. Do you remember what game that was?
Oh.
It had little rolling things and t-shirts or something. I don't know.
wait.
I don't remember much about it.
Oh, was that TKO? Were we playing TKO in the room?
That sounds familiar.
Oh, that's crazy.
I've been wondering what that was. I've
been using my laptop.
Oh, it was on your phone.
Yeah, because you play it on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. So that would make sense.
Were we drawing t-shirts? Is that what we were doing?
I just remember t-shirts. I don't know. But I've been wondering what that
was. I only ever bought one t-shirt from TKO.
Maybe my little fluffy puppy brain like just morphed things into a t-shirt. I don't know. but now I know. I wrote that down. I can now look it up. For whatever reason, I've been wondering that for a long time. I'll have to look up the video on TikTok then just to see. Why am I writing the letters G-I-G? That doesn't make any sense. Anyway. Hi, how's it going, Sherbert?
Hey, Taman, what's up? Long time no see.
I know, right? It's been like a few seconds or something.
Okay, so I'm going to try and
Are you okay, Mike? Are you okay, Mike?
I'm going to try and regroup you guys and bring you back to... If right now you're just kind of scatterbraining all over the place.
No, the Spokanthro thing was actually my question, though. I had that question.
Okay.
So that's the real thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, keep going then.
Okay. So what are your favorite, what are your favorite types of videos to make, and or what are your favorite videos of yours that you have made?
Well, I mean, I love doing comedy and travel, especially, you know, doing Japan videos. Right now, I have to say my favorite video probably right now. I've started a new series called What Are You Doing, Sherbert? And
What Are You Doing, Sherbert?
So we just released the first episode. Sherbert basically is training with the action director from Power Rangers in Tokyo. He's basically learning how to do like wire harness stunts and everything. And then they have a big fight scene at the end.
You are so leading up. Like my very next question is, do you know something? Can you read my fluff? But anyway, so let's talk about that, because that's exactly where I was going with this. So I just happened to watch that video. You met director Yokoyama.
Well, we have to be a little more, I have to clarify.
You what?
That wasn't actually me wearing Sherbert.
Oh, you're being honest, Fluff, now.
Okay, well, I kind of have to. Because of COVID, I can't actually be in Tokyo.
That makes sense to film these videos.
Okay. So here's what I did. I played the smart card. I mailed Sherbert to Japan and had a stuntman wear him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he was seized by Japanese customs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a story. Yeah, no, we like 3 days before filming, it's like, okay, Japanese customs won't release him. You're going to have to pay tariffs on him. I'm like,
what?
But I own him. He's mine.
Why were they? What? That's what?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So how did?
Did the whole JFK thing and everything. You know, it's like, my day be so fine. And then boom.
So how did Sherbert get released then? How did that end up?
I had to pay bail.
Oh,
wow. I had to post bail.
I hope
was it expensive?
Yeah, oh, wow. A little bit. Well, because here's the thing. They have to classify, you know, they have to figure out like what category is this import item.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the percentage rate we charge you and what's the value of it.
Yeah.
So for insurance, I put like $3,000. Which was my bad, because I didn't trust the post office. But then when they brought in, they're like, oh, this costume costs $3,000. So we're going to make you pay like 25% tariff on it.
Oh, geez.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Secret skill unlocked. I used to be a customs broker at the northern border for UPS. So I went through the tariff book and I realized that articles of clothing made out of artificial fur are only tariffed at 5%.
Uh-huh. You are a smart.
And so I suggested the tariff code to them and they accepted it.
Okay.
As well as a depreciated value, since I've owned Sherbert for like 4 years at that point.
Nice. Nice.
So I paid 5% on 1900.
Still. It's kind of odd.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to pay anything, really, because it cost me like a couple $100 to ship them in the first place. Because
it was just a costume that wasn't going to stay in country.
Well, yeah, but see, there was no export certificate for when he was first shipped to me.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So therefore, I couldn't re-import him for, say, repairs or use. It was like I had sold him to someone in Japan and they were importing it as if he was like made here in the USA.
You know, this exporting and everything and the tariffs just tear apart, right? I mean, it's just...
Sure.
Is this your day job? Don't quit it. Yeah. Or maybe I should, actually. I'm hoping I can do better. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so... That kind of derails that question because you didn't actually. Well, sure.
Well, I mean, I did speak to him through video link when we were filming.
Awesome, awesome. And so,
but most of it, yeah, most of the work was done. The person wearing Sherbert for a good portion of that video, his name is Toshi Hirasawa, and he was the guy who did the stunts for Ultraman Tiga. He actually wore the Ultraman costume and did all the flips in the 90s and stuff.
Wow, that's exciting.
He was also the Jabbit. Mascot for the Tokyo Giants.
Oh really?
Kind of a
nice.
Yeah, if you know the Giants, there's like a big orange rabbit looking thing.
Okay.
I find it interesting. His craft is really interesting. So I first met him when we were filming the Samurai Sherbert video, because the video had me in it and it had Sherbert in it. So I can't be in two places at the same time. He wore Sherbert.
Okay.
And he spent a good week, I think, studying the YouTube channel and learning how Sherbert moves.
That's awesome.
And acts.
Yeah.
And so he's sort of the official stunt Sherbert
nice.
Now.
Official stunt Sherbert.
Yeah, there is a stunt Sherbert.
You've got, and it's official.
It is official.
It actually is not official. It's a bunchel.
What? I'm sorry. What?
What?
What? I,
what? Huh?
Me?
I, what?
It's not official. It's a bunchel.
I'm confused.
Because bun.
Because he's a bunny.
Official. Right. A bunchel.
I, not a fish, but a bun.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Aren't you so...
I get humor! Commit me!
So you've been to Japan then at some point?
Quite a bit.
Okay.
For work and whatnot.
All right.
Oh, nice. I didn't realize quite a bit. I knew you'd been, because we talked a little bit about you having been to Japan at least a few times. I didn't realize quite a bit. So that's great and wonderful. How many times have you been?
I think we're coming up on 20.
Oh, wow. Over how many years?
Yeah. Since 2005 was my first trip to Japan.
That's a lot of trips to Japan in a short amount of time, really.
Yeah. So I would say that 90% of the trips happened since like 2014.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was there for work about four times a year on average. And then I tried to spin it around. A lot of that was before I even had Sherbert. So once I got Sherbert, I was trying to spin it around, you know, conventions in January, like JMOF.
Right.
Which is the Japan meeting of furries. Mm-hmm. And so I was there in 2019 and 2020. I flew to Japan in 2018 with my family. I took a vacation with them. But unfortunately, we missed JMOF by like 3 days.
Oh, wow. Just barely.
Just barely. Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. So, you know, that's when you break out the old Bender line. I'll have my own JMOF with hookers and blackjack.
Right?
What's blackjack? Shut up, Sherbert. We had a photo shoot, and then I made a video of that, and then we went to the New Year's Kemoket, which Kemoket's kind of interesting. It's basically a furry convention with only the dealers, Dan, nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's just you go there, it's like 5 hours long. They split you up into groups. You have a group number. You get 50 minutes to go crazy in there, and then they kick you out.
It's kind of like an anime con, huh?
We actually talked about that. We actually talked about that on our show a few episodes ago.
Two?
We did.
Do I remember it? Have we? What are we doing? Is this a podcast? Is this our first episode?
No. No, it's not.
Really?
It's mine.
Yes. Oh, well, see, there you go. I was living vicariously through Sherbert in that it's my first or something. So what? So you've been to Japan, of course, for pleasure and fun because you like it. So what do you like about Japan? Is it the culture? Is it the country? Is it both? What first drew you to the whole Japan thing?
Well, you know, I mean, I'll be honest. I was studying Japanese in college and there was an anime club and, you know, I was, you know, into anime and whatnot, the whole thing. But it became more of work and business related as I got more into the Japanese side of production. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I produce animation and anime content. And so that's where the work side came about. But I mean, I really do enjoy kind of the mix of old and new that Japan has. I mean, it's very pop culture oriented. You know, you can be at an ancient shrine 1 minute and then, you know, 5 minutes later, you're at a robot restaurant.
Yeah. No, right.
And there's I
remember, like, you know, Tokyo, I mean, Kyoto especially has the stark ancient old Japan civilization. And then you walk across the street pretty much and you're like in modern day Japan. And it's kind of a culture shock just walking down the street.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because there is a hotel in Japan that has like been in continuous operation, I think, for 1200 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a long time.
And yeah, so yeah. And I think it's been in the same family for that long.
Wow.
Which is absolutely insane.
And the manager is really, really crotchety because he's been there for 1200 years.
He's like, get me out of this. I'm tired of this gig.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
They haunt the place still.
They're definitely a culture of, you know, it's all in the family and everything. So have you ever stayed at a ryokan?
No, I haven't. I've stayed in a Japanese home, but never in a ryokan.
Yeah, that's I have a story about when I, anyway, I won't tell that story now, but
for our listeners, Tabin, what is a ryokan.
Basically, it's an old times ancient traditional Japanese business hotel.
Okay.
Or just a hotel or something. So just think ancient traditional Japanese, where you would go if you wanted to stay and what a hotel would be back then.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Interesting experience there, I must say. Anyway, so that's cool, Nick.
You know, you could also stay in the capsule hotel and experience what it's like to be a Tylenol.
So I'm going to have to ask you to repeat all of that again.
A capsule hotel to experience what it's like to be a Tylenol.
Tylenol. Gotcha. Half of you is yellow and the other half is red.
Sure.
If the lighting is right.
Yes.
Or if you have too many of them.
Well, no, then you're just admitted for a kidney failure. Yes.
But I am just a pup. I don't know things. And so you've been into anime and manga for quite a while then. Is that right?
Yes.
I like that.
What were you expecting this voice?
No,
sorry. It just comes and goes, you know, like whatever.
Whatever just
happened.
I wasn't
sure which
right
one you were
there.
Talking to.
Awesome.
It's just like everything.
Just like everything.
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 Comes and goes. I mean, you know.
Oh, yes, indeed. It does. It does. So what art?
I put him in the box. He just doesn't want to stay in there.
So shenanigans, obviously, are what Sherbert is up to most of the time. Is that his actual last name or is that his hobby?
It's not his last name. It is Creed.
Okay. His last name is Ice Cream.
His last name is Ice Cream? What?
Sherbert Ice Cream and Gigolo. I mean, no. No, it's not Gigolo. It's
Gelato.
Gelato.
I'm sorry, what?
Gelato.
Gelato. Oh, are those different things?
I can guarantee you Sherbert's not Gigolo.
Okay. These are different things, apparently. I'll have to look that up later and find
out.
He
might be Jiggly Jello, but he's not a Gigolo.
Okay.
Now I want to hear the David Lee Roth song again.
Not just a Gigolo.
I ain't got nobody.
Does that mean you were decapitated?
Yeah. No, shut up.
That means you're a skeleton.
Yeah, right?
No, you couldn't, though, because if...
Well, no, you technically would have a body. It's just not... I mean, a skeleton is still a body, technically. It's just not a whole body.
You're really too scared to be a skeleton because you just don't have the guts to.
Mm-hmm.
You saw... Okay. Anyway, so what is Sherbert's last name?
Prophetic.
What?
What is Sherbert? I don't know why I love that so much, what just happened, but what is Sherbert's last name?
Sherbert doesn't really have a last name. It's just Sherbert.
Or maybe, is it really that first name is Sher and last name is Bert? Dun, dun, dun.
It could be.
And then,
or it could be like, you know, Cher.
Bert.
Sade. Sherbert. See, they all have in their own name, right?
And if you share Bert, then Ernie is jealous.
He would be very jealous.
Wow.
I don't know what is going on. This happened.
I stole Bert's paperclip collection.
Ah.
Or was it bottle cap? No, it was paperclips.
Paperclips. You are correct. Yes.
What has happened? Something is happening there and I don't understand it. What's
Clippy is planning his revenge. Would you like help with your Word document?
Tabin.
Hi.
On Sesame Street, Bert had a paperclip collection.
He did?
He did.
I did not know this. Yes. Okay. The more you know. So, so you have all this social media stuff. Stuff. Can you say stuff?
Stuff!
Nice. Yes. So we're on the same page.
I did. I said a word.
You did. And it was amazing. I am so proud of Sherbert. Aren't you proud of Sherbert? We're all proud of Sherbert.
I'm always proud of Sherbert.
That's a nice thing you said to me in the past 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I try. I give because I love.
Yes, and you love because you give.
And you fluff because you ice cream.
Sure. That,
no, Bert.
Sure, Bert. Sure. Sure.
So where can we find all your many, many social media things? Where can we see the fluff that is the Sure Bert?
So, yes. So it's Sherbert Shenanigans everywhere except Twitter. And then it's Red Hot_Yamada.
Why?
Why indeed? Yes. no. Red Hot Yamada was... an old username I had on GameFAQs. And I set up my Twitter account before I had ever gotten Sherbert. When I got to the fandom, I'm like, well, what am I going to use for a character? And so I thought, well, Red Hot Yamada, why don't I just make that into a character? Interestingly enough, Red Hot Yamada is a play on The Last Unicorn when he says, I am Shmendrick, last of the Red Hot Swamis.
Oh,
really? The Last Unicorn. Wow. That brings me back.
Because that was my quote in my signature file and all my GameFAQs posts.
Okay.
Did you like The Last Unicorn?
It was very tasty.
Oh, with poor fava beans
and a nice Chianti. Unicorn.
I loved The Last Unicorn. We smoked him up. It was very nice. It was tasty. Yeah. Unicorn.
I didn't know I was on Joe Rogan's show.
It's the failed.
I totally see Elon Musk toking The Last Unicorn. Just be like, I see a new truck with triangular windows.
Mm-hmm. That don't break, but they do.
This truck will break wind. That's how good it is. Man, this Last Unicorn is good. Can I get some more? No, it was the last.
Damn it.
Oh.
Poor Twilight and Rarity, I must say, because are they alone or were they the last unicorns?
Yeah. We seem to be having some IP mix.
I mean, Rarity would be fun because I'm not.
Word association.
I'm not a big Rarity fan, but Twilight, you know, I care about Twilight. So it's unfortunate that that happened to Twily.
You'd be like, do you like your steak medium Rarity?
You can do whatever you want with it. There are no stakes involved.
Oh, we are really, really going.
And where are we going, Barry?
I don't know where we're going, but this is going to rate up there with the most puns per minute.
Puns? Oh, PPM. We got the PPM. And what was the other thing? The fluff in the square paw.
FPS!
Square puff. Yeah, so there's a lot going on here.
FSP. Fluff per square paw.
Paw, right.
Or something.
So you have TikTok. Is your twitching part of Sherbert, or is that part of something else?
No, the twitching is actually a medical condition. Let's not talk about it.
I'm so sorry. I didn't sign the HIPAA agreement before the show. I'm sorry.
That makes you a hypocrite.
Charlie, you are a bear, not a hippopotamus.
Oh, I'm not a hippocritic.
No, hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus or a hypocritic.
You could be a hypocritic.
It could be, yes.
That's your new YouTube channel. Work it.
It's always fun when Tabin gets confused because he goes quiet. He can't. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what to say.
Uh-oh. Tabin, are you okay?
I think there's a fluff that happened in my posy, and now my tail is fluffing around, and I'm not really sure what's going on. I think there's a four-dimensional squirrel right there. So just a second. I have to go chase it for it, and then I'll be right back.
Chasing a four-dimensional squirrel.
He's got nothing but time.
Nothing but time. Yeah, it's in the fourth dimension.
And not only do I have nothing but time, but there's also cinnamon and paprika and curry.
I knew he was going to go there.
I knew he was going to go there, too. I just let it happen.
Am I that much of a predictable pup?
Yes.
Oh.
Apparently.
Did you have any sage and rosemary also?
No, I'm not that wise to have that much sage. And you know, rosemary, that was a long time ago with Maurice Amsterdam when they were on the Dick Van Dyke show.
Are you having her, baby? Are you like, not today, Satan?
Oh, my God.
So, Sherbert, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about you? I don't know what happened there, but there it is.
What the
hell was that?
Having a vaudeville moment. I think there's medication for that.
Well, I think it's a four-dimensional squirrel, like, had an influence on me, and I'm not sure what happened, but there it is.
Stephen Hawking is reincarnated as a squirrel.
Or in this case, not Stephen Hawking, Stephen Squirrel King.
Oh.
And he's all like, you know, Stephen Hawking is a squirrel. He's all like,
come and get me, you dumb squirrel.
Oh, so Sherbert.
Too soon.
Too soon. Too soon.
Sorry. Oh, no. The universe hates me now.
Oh, the universe doesn't hate you. Only small portions.
Only small portions, because I'm on a diet and I can only have small portions.
Mm-hmm. I'm on a diet dying too.
Yeah. Oh? What kind of diet are you on, Sherbert?
I really wish he would stop saying it.
What diet are you on?
See, well, no, he's not on the diet. I'm on the diet.
Okay.
Well, what kind of diet are you on?
Do you want the real answer or do you want the funny answer?
Oh, let's go funny because we haven't been...
we've been so serious this whole
time. We've been so serious. Let's go funny.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I mean, we need some levity to break the room.
I mean, this has been a hardcore, like lots of intelligence going on in the last like 45 minutes. So let's stop with that, okay?
Yes.
So what diet are you on?
I'm on the
diet
because you can't spell diet without die, and that's how it feels. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the serious answer is Weight Watchers.
Okay.
Right. I hear it's good. I don't know.
And the funny answer is, I hate my life. I can't eat anything.
Mm-hmm. Is that what that was?
I have to feed it all to Sherbert because his thighs are worth money.
Yeah. Well, they're sugar-free, Sherbert.
And the gigolos. And don't forget to eat all the gigolos.
You don't want to eat gigolos, Taven.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Am I getting confused again?
That's not what they're there for.
Oh, I've got to work on my vocabulary.
I mean, it all depends. No, you stop. I don't want to get into this conversation with you, Sherbert. You're too innocent.
PG-13.
Yeah, okay. Only G-rated movies for
yes,
Sherbert.
Yes, please. And Taben.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Taben. I'm a pup. I just thought you should know. Hey, Sherbert, how are you? It's good to see you.
Good to see you, yeah.
Yeah, hey, Taben, long time!
Oh, wow.
Wow!
This is possum.
Been a hot minute! Or a cold minute. It's actually really cold outside.
It's actually really cold outside. Yeah, it's true.
It is.
It's been a lukewarm minute.
I have to check the temperature on that.
So anyway, I think some fur about 5 hours ago said, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about you?
Sure. Let's see. If you don't know, we are developing a Sherbert anime series in Japan.
Wow.
Cool.
And there is also secretly, you heard it here first.
Ooh, exclusive.
A manga, a companion manga in the
world.
Wow. Nice.
In addition, of course, to all the insanity on YouTube and Twitch and all those crazy places.
Crazy fluff.
Yeah, but it's been a wild ride so far, and I don't feel like getting off, even though the nausea is setting in.
Oh, well, that can happen. That can happen. So one of the things I ask all our guests at the end is for your parting shot, your words of wisdom to the fandom. And we've been doing this now all COVID-y, so what would be your words of wisdom to the fandom?
Never stop chasing your dreams.
Nice.
Unless they're chasing you, in which case, get out the crucifix.
Just run. Just run away.
Run away.
Because that happened in a couple of movies, yes. Right? Freddy Krueger and your dreams. And
oh, I heard about that. But I stay away because I'm a little bit of a scaredy pup. And so I kind of hide under couch with Posse sticking out. So I'm avoiding hiding under couch with Posse sticking out right now because I'm trying to be a big pup. Because I'm trying to forget all these words that just said. But
big pup.
Hi.
Big pup. Well, Sherbert.
Hey, David.
It's been a long time. It's so good to hear you.
Yeah, run like 30, 40 seconds. Like, wow.
Yeah, right. Wow. But in the fourth dimension, that could be days.
I feel my life slipping away.
There is that.
There's that. So, Sherbert, thank you for coming on the show. I'm going to pull the plug on this because it's been...
Oh, no.
Wait, no, you're not a Sergol, or not a Sergol, I mean a pyromancer, no. What's it called?
A pyromancer?
Not a pyromancer.
Pyromancer, yeah, pyromancer.
No, the things with the head, and they're...
I know what he's talking about, I'm just not going to say it. I want to see where this goes! Really, you're going to get 15 more minutes of quality funny!
It's the thing that, it has the eyes that go digital and
a toaster!
Stuff, and, huh?
A toaster! A MacBook.
It well, the
a Nintendo Switch.
My fursona is now a toaster.
A light bulb.
And a light bulb.
So now wait a minute. So it's a thing with a head and eyes. So that's a lot of things. Let's go.
That narrows it down. It's
like, no, it's the thing that it's like, it's the mechanical thing in the fandom right now.
It's like
we're putting out an APB on a blue Honda.
That's right. Every blue Honda in the world. So, it's a thing in the fandom with the head and eyes. Okay, we're narrowing it down.
No, but it has like digital. It has little digital pixelated eyes, and it's
the protogens.
Protogens, not pyrotechnics.
Hey, you gave him the answer. I said 15
minutes. No. Protogens. Yes, protogens.
Ah, man.
Now remind me.
Sucking the life right out of the room. I know, Chip.
Now remind me what made me say that, because that was like a whole pyrotechnic and toaster ago.
We don't even know.
I said I was going to pull the plug on this, and you said you're not a pyromancer.
Pull the plug, and I meant protogen. That's where the okay. Now we got it.
The circle is complete.
Although I don't think we really wanted to venture into that circle, but we did it anyway. So I apologize to all you furs out there if you're still listening. Oh my cow, I love you.
I think that was more of a Mobius strip as opposed to a circle, but
there was a lot of Mobius strip.
Palpatine wants to say something.
Palpatine,
yeah.
Remember to like and subscribe.
Yes, please like.
I don't know. I just threw that in there. Whatever.
Right. Yeah. So, well, Sherbert, thank you for coming on our show.
You're welcome. Sure.
It's been a while since I've left.
That feels like that's the closest you're going to get to both of us saying it at the same time, which would be one hell of a feat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it would be one hell of a big paw. Yes.
You're going to make a foot joke. Yeah.
I actually am getting better because I anticipated you're anticipating that I would say that. So now I'm kind of like on a higher level. I feel like a higher level pup right now. This is good. I'm feeling good.
So you went from B2 to B1.
Yes. There you go.
Now I feel like I'm down. Back a few levels.
You still got to get to the lobby.
No, you got to get to the lobby.
Okay.
So you're two levels below the lobby now, Tabin, is what he was saying.
Okay.
No, one level,
because he came up a level. Yes.
So, but he look at all these level. Nice cars that are here on the level that I'm on. It's a very con. There's all this concrete around.
I said B1, not P1.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for a door to get back into the hotel, but I can't find it. I feel like I'm at FC again. Remember the night before when you can't go through the little door, so we have to go through the one level parking.
Yeah.
I just got sent back to that from that. Anyway, hi.
Anyway. Hey, well, Sherbert, thanks for coming on the show. I'm going to let you, we're going to let you go.
Happy to be here. Yeah.
And there's really not much else more I can say. Tabin, would you like to say goodbye to Sherbert?
I don't know if he should let me.
You should try.
I'll try. Anyway, yes, Sherbert, it was so good talking to you once again. It's been, you know, I think we saw each other, what, at A&W last? Is that it?
You mean the root beer?
Yeah.
The convention!
I remember... We were also drinking in the root beer together, and that was exciting too.
Well, you were emceeing the dance comp.
I emceed like one and a half of them, actually.
What happened to the other one and a half?
Other half. So I emceed all of the dance comp, and then the floor wars. Hogwash was emceeing it, and I was actually participating and doing and dancing and everything. So I sit in there in the front row, and about, I don't know, maybe a third of the way into it, Hogwash runs over to me. Like, this is at just before the MC is supposed to say, okay, judges, now, runs over to me, gives me his mic and paper that has the names on it and everything. And I don't know what's going on. And he says, here, Tabin, finish this. And he runs off. And I'm like, I don't. And then, it's at the time when I'm supposed to say something about, okay, judges now. And I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so that's what happened to the other half.
Mm-hmm. He got tapped at the last minute because Hogwash got sick in the middle of hosting and had to run away.
Wow. This show, but I won't say what I shouldn't.
We'll just say he got sick.
Okay.
Yeah. It's easier that way. So, all right. Well, we're going to stop this here. And so thanks again for being on the show. And it's been fun.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I was supposed to say goodbye. Yes.
Yeah, so... please do.
Right. I got distracted. That never happens. But yeah, so we saw each other at A&W. So it's been a while, but it's good to talk to you again. And thank you for coming on the show. Both of you talking to each other, you multiple personalities. That's wonderful. Can't wait to hug you again in the fluff. And until next time, I wag, I say bye-bye, bark, bark.
I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to see you again.
Yay.
Bark,
fluff.
Yay.
Wow, that was a lot of energy right there. I have to say, that was our most energetic guest we've ever had.
Well, really, guests in a way. I mean, the multiple personality thing, I treat those as two separate.
That's true. Entities. We did have two separate guests. Entities.
So yeah. Maybe that's why it got so exciting there. But no, he's a good guy. Of course, you remember him from Spokanthro. He was fun to hang around with and talk to. And I think a lot of you furs out there probably know of him. I've seen his YouTube and his stuff. He's got a lot of good stuff out there. So if you haven't, check out Sherbert Shenanigans on his main things, I guess, are Twitch and YouTube. Mm-hmm. And
give him a listen.
I remember at one point he said to me after A&W that Sumfer had an idea for him and he passed on to me saying that we should collab on a video or something sometime. I forget exactly what it was. So maybe someday we'll do that.
Maybe someday we will. All right. Let's take us to Furries in the News.
Furries. Fur. The fur. Let's do the fur. You know where we do the fur? I heard. In the fur. There's something called the news, and the furs are in it. So therefore, we have Logic Dictates. Furries in the news.
Well, there's... Okay. There's not a lot of furries in the news. There's some controversial furries in the news. We won't go into because I really haven't done a lot of research on them.
I didn't know about this, I don't think.
Oh, I'm sure you've seen the controversy about Bugs Bunny's girlfriend in the new Space Jam movie and Pepe Le Pew being barred from everything because he's sexist. And
I am so looking forward to talking about this next week because I have no idea what's going on right now.
Yes, yes. So those are two things that we will talk about next week, but they kind of come up this week. The big news is that BLFC made their final announcement on March 11th. Yes, their official announcement, not their final. I'm sure they will make other announcements. Their official announcement that they have moved BLFC from June to the fourth quarter of 2021. A specific date has not been released. It has been chosen, but contracts have not been signed as of this recording. And so when they are, watch the BFF, not the BFF. Well, you can watch our chat too, but watch the BLFC chat and the website to get the official new dates of BLFC. Let's hope that it doesn't happen at the same weekend as like A&W or...
That's what my hubby was actually saying just earlier today. He was like, you know, it's probably going to be like just before Thanksgiving weekend, which is, I think, when A&W has been. So,
yeah. So
that would be so unfortunate. And
because A&W canceled 2021.
No, that's Spokanthro.
Oh, Spokanthro canceled. Okay.
Yeah. A&W is still at the moment planning for 2021. We'll see.
Okay. We'll see. All right.
But, well, and even if it's back-to-back weekends, I've done that. Like, I've done that, like, 3 years in a row. I did back-to-back weekend for cons. And that's – I know I've talked to other friends that did that, too. And that's a lot of work. And I'd rather they don't do that. I'll do it if they do. As long as it's not the same weekend, because I don't want to make that choice.
Yeah, that would be a tough choice. That'd be a tough choice. I saw you, Tabin, in an ad. You want to tell us about that?
Yes. So
a real ad, not a fake ad. A real ad.
A real ad. Yeah. So this was funny. So at TFF, I think it was this year's picture. I'd actually seen this picture floating around the internet in another meme somewhere. I forget what it was, but it's me and Sochi, I think it's Sochi, S-O-C-H-I, and Kev Shepard. I know a lot of friends know Kev Shepard. We're standing there, we're hugging in at TFF. It's this picture with us. So I've seen that, as I say, seen that picture in some meme before somewhere, I forget where. But in this particular thing, and this was just recent, on Facebook, so there's this Kane. See, so I guess we're promoting now, so please give us money for promoting. But C-A-N-N-A-E Pro Gear. So they do backpacks and hiking things and things like that. And so on Facebook, they advertise for a backpack. There's our Sina Explore backpack. It was on sale for $29.99 or something, 15% off, whatever. And so on the left is this picture of me, Sochi, and Kev Shepard that says, "Your quote-unquote friends," it says. The bullet points are probably imaginary, never helps, requires attention, is constantly asking for money, cries and has issues, and will leave you. And then on the right side of the ad is a goat with a Sarcina Explorer backpack on that says, "Objectively real, carries your stuff, is a standalone unit, only needs to be bought once, and will never leave you." And then, of course, my question is, why a goat? And so I actually went and researched and looked, and it's because a goat is that are the company's mascot. So a goat is in like every one of their ads.
Oh, okay.
But I was also really confused. Why a goat? But
yeah. And I have to point out, though, that is only a Facebook ad, because I looked on their website high and low everywhere and did not see any of their, and they have a lot of funny ads on Facebook.
They do.
They're nowhere else other than Facebook. So if you want to see the ad, you have to go on Facebook. Go on their Facebook page.
It's only Facebook book worthy, apparently.
It's a face Birkenstock.
It's a face Birkenstock. Just face it and deal with it. Yeah. So that's, I guess, my phrase in the news, because I actually kind of was in a way. So shout out to Sochi and Kev Shepherd. For Sochi was actually the one that alerted me to this. So that's great. And Kev Shepherd is the one, probably not the only one, but I remember when I first met Kev Shepherd at TFF 2018, whatever it was, I ran up, and when I hugged him, I knocked him over. I literally knocked him over. I didn't mean to do the pounce thing, but I did. Uh-huh. And every time I see him, he says something. Are you going to knock me over again, Taven? Or I remember that. Yes, I'm never living that down. Yes.
Upcoming events this weekend. When I say this weekend, I talk about the weekend that this episode drops to the world when you're listening to this. It is the Fur Out West 4 happening this weekend, March 19th through 21st, in Mandurah, Australia.
I did not know about that. It's a virtual con?
No, it's a real con. It's an in-person con in Australia.
Really?
It is actually taking place.
I had not this heard about this. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Yep.
They have almost zero COVID problems in Australia right now.
Good for you furs out there, Australia furs.
Right. Yep. So if you're attending it, the theme is Viking Voyage, and the different levels of membership or attendance are different Norse gods like Odin, Thor, those kind of things. Those were the different levels. So I thought that was kind of cute. So if you're there this weekend and you're listening in Australia, give us a shout. Send us a message. Send us some pictures on our BFFT Telegram chat or on our webpage showing us you at the Viking Voyage in Mandurah, Australia. There you go.
I should ask Sonny Dingo if he's going, because he's Australian. Does he live? No, he's in California. Anyway, he's Australian. So maybe he went. Who knows? So I'll have to ask him about that. And if he did, see if he'll come on the show and talk about his Viking voyage. If he didn't, then
it'd be moot. Yes.
So, of course, that's the kind of shoe cow wears. A moot.
All right. I think it's time we get to our story time.
Okay.
What say you, Mr. Taben?
I say yes, Moo Fluff.
Okay.
Moo Bark Fluff, even.
Moo Bark Fluff. And today's story comes to us from Moritz the Crow. He actually transcribed this from a YouTube. He listened to it and transcribed it and asked if Taben would read it. So.
Since he went through so much work, I better do it. The story is called The Cardinal and the Crow. Near the edge of a small forest lived a crow, who perched on the limb of a large twisted tree from dawn to dusk. This crow was very old, older than any of the other birds or animals for many miles around. His call was harsh and coarse, and his feathers were long and scraggly, but these things did not bother him. He would have been happy if the other birds would have only left him in peace. But they didn't. They mocked him and teased him endlessly, flying around him, calling him names all day long. Ugly old crow, ugly old crow, they sang. One young cardinal especially delighted in abusing him. Cardinal seemed to puff up proudly every time he pestered the crow. Cardinal had brilliant red feathers and a beautiful warbling voice, and all the other birds followed his lead. Eventually, there's so totally a good pun in that, but it's not coming to me. maybe it'll come to me. I'll work on it.
Maybe.
Eventually, it became too much for Crow. He began to squawk loudly to the other birds whenever they came near. Soon he was spending almost all of his time alone. The summer surrendered to fall. The leaves fell from the trees. Most of the birds flew south following the sunshine, but Crow stayed behind. And so did Cardinal, who was quite fond of the cold. Cardinal had no difficulty finding food in the chilly weather. At the edge of the forest, a little theater hung waiting for him, bursting with seats. And by the way, when I first read this, I read this as, at the edge of the forest, a little theater hung waiting for him. And I thought the little theater hung was like a little bird, like there's a bird called a theater hung. And then when a red comes up next, which was bursting with seed every morning, he would swoop down for breakfast. I was like, well, I don't have any. All of a sudden, this story is going crazy. But then I realized it's how you read it, emphasis on the wrong syllable and everything.
Yes.
At the edge of the forest, a little feeder hung, waiting for him, bursting with seed. Now it makes sense. Okay. Every morning, he would swoop down for breakfast.
Swoop.
We've got sound effects now, too. Crow, watching Cardinal from his perch with wary eye, decided to give some advice.
Be careful when fluttering around that contraption. You never know what might be hiding somewhere below.
See below.
Ah, be quiet, old crow. What do you know? Mind your own business.
Fine, huffed Crow. You have been warned.
Okay.
I mean, he's old crow. He's old crow.
Not like the whiskey, but he's old crow.
He's old crow, right? Exactly.
Yes.
I did it. The next morning, Cardinal returned to the feeder as usual. Suddenly, a big cat leaped out from behind some bushes by the bird feeder and snatched Cardinal in his jaws.
Oh, no. How tragic.
Cardinal is kind of mean birdie, so maybe it's not that tragic. No. Let's see what unfolds, shall we?
Let's.
Mm-hmm. Hearing Cardinal screeches, Crow flew down onto a hanging branch and saw the cat was about to kill and eat his worst tormentor. He swooped close to the feline, who was about to do what many cats like to do, was heading off to play with his prey before killing it.
Well done, Mr. Cat, said Crow. Only you
could prevent forest fires. No, that's not what he says. I mean, I couldn't help but... Anyway.
Or Flores Friars.
Shout out to a previous episode.
Only you could have caught such a quick little bird.
The vain cat perked up his ears and paused to listen to the crow.
Thank you so much, Crow continued. That Cardinal has tormented me terribly.
I don't know why he sung that, but he did. He's old gay crow that has to be...
Very musical.
I didn't have the courage or the ability to do what you have accomplished with such ease.
The cat's eyes flashed with pride.
Will you please, just for me, give me a mighty roar?
Crow pleaded.
Only a great king of the beasts like you can have such a great roar. Let me hear and rejoice with you in victory!
Cat was flattered. He took a deep breath, puffed out his chest proudly, and opened his mouth wide. Instantly, before Cat made a sound, Cardinal furiously flapped his wings and escaped.
Oh, well, good for Cardinal. Bad for Kitty, but good for Cardinal.
Good for Cardinal. Well, yeah, bad for Kitty. Cat's roar became a shrieking of rage, because I guess kitties go bup, 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 bup when they're really mad. As the two birds flew away, Cardinal turned to Crow.
Thank you! You saved me! How did you know your trick would work?
Because pride and foolishness often roost on the same branch, replied the wise old crow.
Cardinal opened his beak to say something clever, but when Crow turned to hear it, the little red bird turned quiet. When spring finally came, the singing of Ugly Old Crow was nowhere to be heard. All the birds sang happily and were all welcome on the twisted old tree near the edge of the small forest. The end.
Aw, it's a moral story. Yeah,
it's a moral story, yeah. And Old Crow was, even though... was so unhappy by the taunting and the anguish that Cardinal Old Crow was still like, just still wanted to help out and not be the lesser birdie and save the day, basically. And then, of course, mm-hmm. since Cardinal was the leader cardinal, all the birds took suit. And they took suit and went to a fancy dinner, because that's what you do when you take suit.
Fancy dinners.
By the small forest dinners.
Well, I think we have wasted enough of our listeners' time.
Enough.
And I think it is time for us to close this show out.
Participles that I said don't work together? Down, out, off, or something?
I don't know, but they were dangling, that's for sure.
They were very dangling.
Dangling. They were dangling participles. I hate it when my participle dangles. I just hate it. Just hate it.
Do you hate it enough to make the hinder fruit plopulate onto a fungal dangle?
Fungal dangle. Wow. I gotta write that one down.
That's another one for... Yeah, I had that to my list of... For all our listeners, we have apparently this Taven vocabulary list that Barely has been adding to. Anyway.
I'm going to close this out by saying it's important to get vaccinated when you can get vaccinated, when you're eligible. We are mm-hmm. so close to squashing this COVID thing. Don't be a super spreader. Get vaccinated when you can, because having the COVID is not the best way to get immunity. It happens, but it's not the best way. Take it from me. It's not the best way to get immunity.
You can have long-lasting health effects, so don't do it.
You can, yes. And I'm hoping that I don't have any, but that's what that is. So I'm going to say my closing remark, Moobark Fluff, and remember, until next week, stay furry.
And Moobark Fluff to you, Barely, and Moobark Fluff to all our listeners out there. Thank you so much for listening and all that good stuff. We will hug tight with Pawsies again in the near future. Just please get vaccinated when you can. Until then, you know, stay safe, all that good stuff. We really want you all to stay safe, so please do. And then we can hug in the fluff again, and that'll be exciting and fun. I wag, we wag. It'll be great. Until then, I hope you listen to us next week. See you later. I wag, bark, bark.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerves studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and their guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by me, Barely Normal, a.k.a. Mike Vegan, and is edited by myself and our associate editors, Rain Raccoon and Bixby Wolf. This week's interview is edited by Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by our music associate, Regday, with Damien Tanuki. If you would like to hear more of music by Regday, you can search for Tweezerbeak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com and the YouTube Free Use Library. If you would like to send us a message, you can do so via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. You can support the show through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.